This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Mikey on Joy.
We're very lucky to be joined by Sam Hibbins, the Greens member for Prahran. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
We love getting in politicians to get in here to harass and to find out what is happening up there in Spring Street. That's very important. But I can see here very important things going that you guys are trying to push for 100% renewable energy targets.
That's absolutely right. The government last week introduced their bill to expand the Victorian renewable energy target to 50% renewables by 2030.
Which is a joke because we're going to do that anyway,
that's
even
right.
If we didn't do anything.
That's right.
Isn't that the way society's moving?
That's right. We're going to get there. We're going to get to 50% anyway, but the reality is we've only got about a decade to act before we can prevent the catastrophic effects of climate change, and that's why we've got to get to 100% renewables as soon as possible. So we'll be introducing amendments to that bill to bring us up to 100% renewables by 2030, because the reality is, even if we get to 50%, we're still going to be pumping out a lot of CO2 through coal-fired power stations.
Correct. Look, we did a good thing up there. I've only just got back from overseas, and I did see that we're basically going to stop coal gas seam mining in Victoria has now been made boom.
Right,
can't happen.
Right. Gone.
Which is very important, I think.
Gone. So getting rid of coal seam, fracking
coal,
seam,
nice,
coal
yeah.
seam gas. But we've still got conventional gas, and this government is proceeding with a number of conventional gas projects down in Western Port Bay, where I grew up. They're planning to have what's called a giant import terminal, which would be a giant ship sitting in Western Port Bay permanently importing gas into Victoria. And of course, that's not only bad for the climate, it's bad for the Western Port Bay as well. So we got to stop these gas projects, and we got to get out of coal as well.
So it's great to make a target of 100%, but we all know that renewables, if we talk about wind, solar, doesn't always work. We do need the actual battery backups as well to go with it. How did the battery go in South Australia? Is it working what Mr. Musk thought would have happened for us?
Well, I believe it is working. I think he came through with that promise, but you're absolutely right. Along with big wind and solar, we've got to get these big batteries as well, and pumped hydro as well, which are...
Hydro?
Yes, that's another another part of making sure that the renewable energy is reliable, and you've got to be investing in the grid as well. We've got the grid, the poles and wires, they're designed for the last century's energy system. Mm. We've got to be investing in those so they can... deal with today's energy system.
We're pretty slow moving here. We've just started to get good internet.
Pardon?
We're slow.
We used to have a better internet before we got NBN.
Got good internet, not down in Prahran. It's not the greatest.
So the likelihood of a 10-year turnaround, is that...
It's doable.
Yeah?
It's doable. The technology is here. It's about the investment. And part of our plan to get to 100% renewables is big public investment in publicly owned big renewables, your big solar and your big wind projects. I mean, back in the day, our power stations used to be publicly owned. We've now handed them over to the private market, and now governments are just leaving up to the market to decide what to do with them.
And they're doing very well on keeping our grid going. I also heard that when I just got back here, we might run out of electricity in this state. They're talking about we could have power blackouts during summer.
And the big issue there is these old coal-fired power stations. They're now the unreliable parts of the network. They're just not up to the capabilities of what we need. And if we're relying on coal-fired power to be this, you know, so-called base load power, we're in a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
So with the projected growth rate of Melbourne and Victoria, because we're constantly getting an influx of people coming in, will renewable be able to cater to that demand of electricity?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I have no doubt. Not just getting on big renewables on board, but making sure we've got, you know, household solar for everyone.
See, that's what I think is the big one. We should be getting solar and battery packs on every house, and then the grid can actually steal back our power that we've saved.
That's
we could do that without building monstrous big banks if every home had a little battery pack connected to them.
That's right. And where I think the government's got their own solar program, that's got some of its own issues at the moment. In fact, that it's oversubscribed. But who's missing out? It's renters. So if you don't live in your own home, and this is particularly important for people in the Prahran electorate, if you're a renter, there's not much incentive at the moment to have for the owner to put solar panels on your roof. And so we'd like to see that scheme expanded to make sure that even renters can get solar.
Brilliant.
Well, we're 100% behind you. What do we need to do, Sam, to make 100%. Sure that the Andrews government up there is actually listening?
Well, what we need to be doing is making sure that we get the Andrews government to support our amendment, which we'll be tabling in Parliament. We've tabled it in the lower house last week. They didn't bring it to a vote, but we're going to be pursuing it in the upper house. Make sure we get a lot of public support behind this, because so many people are saying, you know, climate crisis, what can we actually do? There's a lot of cynicism. Well, here it is on the table through an amendment in the Victorian Parliament.
Brilliant.
And the amount of jobs we could create.
Well, there we go.
And unemployment would drop.
More jobs, higher wages.
Sam Hibbins, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.